Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I don't know about you, if the good weather makes you have a hankering for the old-fashioned 99 ice cream, or perhaps you're more in the market for good fish and chips. We sent our reporter Sarah Madden out in the streets of Dublin today to ask you, do you enjoy seafood in the sunshine?
I like Giovanni's on the Crumlin Road.
McCarry's, just on the corner.
Pizza Ferrari's in Ringsend. Nice chips and a nice bit of rye, you know.
We really like Beshoff. That's actually the first place we tried when we came to Ireland 6 years ago. And ever since, whenever we stray, we realise that that's the best one.
Burdock's?
Probably Burdock's.
Burdock's, I think, yeah.
I'd imagine you'd have to go down to Leo Burdock's down by Fishamble Street, the back of Dublin Castle. I reckon would be our best bet.
And why would you say that? I used to live down the road from one.
Well, they're renowned, the quality, quantity. It's worth paying the extra few euros for it.
And then what about a 99 ice cream? If you wanted a really good one, where would you go?
The Whippy Man.
Washington's in Harold's Cross Park. Beautiful.
Centra, across the road.
Just a good old 99 from Centra.
Yeah, Irish Hot Cross, yeah.
Teddy's, Dunleary, it's calling me.
I don't eat ice cream.
Do you not?
No, my husband gets the ice cream and I get the flake.
I don't know if there's much difference between them, like any little, you know, cart that you can have them from. It's really decent and, yeah, the little one loves it.
Yeah, this listener tells me Drumoneer in County Tipperary, you'll get the best fish and chips in the Whiskey Still. Keep your recommendations coming in. Where do you like to go for fish in the sunshine? 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Now. Then I look at you. And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be. High temperature warning has been extended right up until Saturday, despite this yellow thunderstorm warning in parts of Donegal in the northwest. But we're asking you, how hot is it where you are this lunchtime? Listener tells me it's currently 30 degrees in Rossmuck and 29 degrees in Clonmel in Tipperary. Shane Gleeson from Limerick City is with us here on the line today. Shane, I hope you're not caught behind the till this afternoon.
I have been. I just popped out to take the phone call, actually. It's absolutely bonkers.
Is it?
It's a full 30 degrees here.
Oh, brilliant.
The shop is bonkers. We've an ice cream kind of a parlour here, so it's just two people full-time making the ice creams for everybody.
Flat out, sticking flakes in ice creams.
It's insane. We've somebody full-time filling minerals as well. But just to see the good humour in everybody, it's just great crack.
Yeah, it's there, is it? It's just, you know, peak good vibes and people enjoying the...
100%. I haven't seen a cranky face all day,
good.
Or for all this week, for that matter.
Yeah.
Everybody's feeling good. A lot of people sneaking away early. I suspect a lot of half days being taken.
Or the Dawson. They're dead right.
I can see people stocking up on fuel and they're clearly heading for the beach.
Yeah. Typically, where do they go? In your neck
from here, you'd be Lahinch, Kilkee, or Ballyhaig. Oh, yeah. You're within about an hour from beaches all over the place.
Yeah.
So a lot of Limerick just takes off. We went up ourselves to Loop Heads last night as well. So like it doesn't really matter where you go. There's beaches everywhere. Everyone's happy.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah. You know, just the little bit of sunshine over the last couple of days. What it can do.
The only people that are stressed out of all this are the air conditioning engineers. They're under serious pressure.
They're flat out. Yeah, it's there. You make hay when the sun shines and all of that jazz.
Yeah, there's a bunch of men. I think there's units breaking down all over the place. Oh, they're in to get minerals, and they said they have about 20 calls, and they can only get to 3 or 4 at a time.
Yeah,
so they're stretched.
Spare a thought for them. Currently 31.5 degrees in Tralee in County Kerry. This listener tells me this lunchtime. You're saying it's what, 30 in Limerick City, Shane?
Oh, it's an even 30. I checked just before I come out, so we're bang on the 30. And I'd say it's only going to get higher. It normally would peak around 3 or 4 here. So I suspect we'll get the 31 or 32 okay.
Listener says, currently 30 degrees in Port Rann. I'm currently on the beach enjoying my break. That listener is dead right. What are people buying, Shane? What are they stocking up on?
Primarily water, a huge amount of water, and then the Lucozade Sport. The lads that are still working are drinking that. And Monster, of course, is just flying up the gap. Everybody under 20 seems to be buying Monster.
Yeah.
But I'd say every second person coming into the shop is getting an ice cream. Either a smooch or, you know, these things where they mix them in with the sweets and the toppings. And they go on the blender. They're fierce popular today.
So that's what's...
About 50% of people getting them. So it's just crazy.
Water and ice cream.
My big fear now is we're going to run out of the ice cream mix.
Oh, God. No, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. Yeah, it is. No, look, well, enjoy the weather, Shane, and lovely to chat to you. Enjoy the sunshine. June is with us. June, you're not too far away. You're in Clare, I believe.
I am in Clare, yes.
And how hot is it where you are today?
It's 31 degrees where I am at the moment, actually. And I just popped into a lovely place here in Ennis, the Well. And there's queues out the door for iced coffee. They had run out of ice even at this stage. They just couldn't cope with the warm temperatures. It's 31 degrees, the hottest day of the year, I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing I noticed actually walking around town this morning was, and even as I was queuing up for my coffee, how the warm weather changes everything. The sun stays out and people smile more, and somehow life feels a little bit lighter. It lifts so many moods, I think, and it sparks connection. I see people standing outside the Well this morning and they're having chats and they're all smiling and they're talking about the weather, and it shifts everything.
It's
the
brilliant.
World somehow feels a little softer.
Yeah, and it's just such a simple thing, you know, and to get it for the few days as well. I mean, I nearly feel half sorry for people that are away on holidays at the minute. Imagine booking your...
it's unbelievable. And I'm actually from Spanish Point, so I'm heading back that direction this evening.
Yeah.
And I'm a sea swimmer, so a daily sea swimmer. So I'm looking forward to a dip in the ocean. And sitting outside and having fish and chips this evening, a catch.
Where do you go? Because we're looking for the seafood gems of Ireland today. That's what we're trying to tell listeners about the best places.
The Armada Hotel have an outdoor place called Catch, which opened up yesterday. And they do the most beautiful spice boxes, fish and chips, scampion chips, and lovely apples.
That's right up my street now.
Oh, I tell you, you'd absolutely love it. So you need to come to Spanish Point at some stage.
Yeah, if I can get out of here and down
beautiful.
The road.
Everything feels softer, I think, when the weather is nice. Mm. And people slow down. It reminds people to slow down. I think the beach was packed this morning when I was headed towards Ennis. People unloading cars with picnics, you know, families taking time out just to be outdoors and spend time together. It's the simple things in life, you know, that always make the difference. And I think small children especially, they remember days like this where you go for your fish and chips or you go for your iced coffee to the, you know.
I still so clearly and vividly, June, remember spending summers on Rasnaula Beach with these kind of plastic little red flask cups that we had, and probably, you know, like my waddy or whatever the equivalent was back in
Absolutely.
The early 90s, and probably, you know, doused
these
with sand.
Are the days that matter.
Yeah, it was fantastic. There's such amazing memories. 29 degrees in Ravensdale in County Louth this lunchtime.
Incredible.
Yeah, Quinlan Seafood Bars in Kerry and Cork, the freshest fish I've ever tasted. Another listener tells me the Roma Grill, if you're in Yall East Cork, is the best fish chipper in Munster. Anne and Roberto there for over 25 years. Everything on the menu is wonderful, says this listener. And another texter tells me that my son always goes straight from his flight from Australia straight to the petrol station near Ross Cross in Navan for the best and the biggest 99 in the world, he says. Patrick Breslin from Breslin's Butchers in Douglas Village Shopping Centre in Cork is with us here, June, on the line too today. I suppose they're all in buying for the barbecue, Patrick.
Oh, 100%. Everyone's looking for something to do a bit of al fresco dining with weather that we have like this. So it's all chicken skewers, burgers, steaks, anything that they can pop on and just sort of grill away while they're enjoying this weather.
Yeah, they're looking for you to make the skewers for them, are they? And have the marinade done and everything. So they've little to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, convenience is the name of the game when you've got weather like this. You just want something fast and easy. So all day long, all we're doing is our chicken skewers, our Cajun skewers, getting them ready for people as they come in. They can just pick them up and take them away. So that's the name of the game. That and a nice big side salad on it with it. That's all you really need when the weather's as good as this.
What about the old traditional burger?
Oh, well, they're fairly popular as well at this time of the year, whether it be your turkey, your lamb, your beef. Some people like to go for the sort of bigger ribeye burger, which is nearly a meal in itself.
Yeah.
But, like For me, a burger and a sort of a side salad and a little bit of chips, you couldn't get better than that at this time of the year.
It's the simple things, isn't it? That's all people want today. How hot is it in Douglas this afternoon, Patrick?
Well, at the moment, the phones are telling us 29, but to be honest with you, the car, I was just out in the van doing a delivery and it said 32.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere in that range, but the real feel, there's a real sort of heat there. Thankfully, the humidity hasn't sort of kicked in because we don't really have any moisture here. But forecast is very good down here for the next few days. We're still going to be in the sort of low 20s, which is, it's ideal weather really at this time of year.
Well, to some extent, like yourself in the butchers, you have the fridge, the publicans have the cold room. I mean, you've some escape for a few minutes. You can hide out in there.
Well, you do, but as your previous caller is mentioning it, when they go wrong and the HVAC guy has to come out, then you're in trouble. that's when the real sort of the real shenanigans starts, you know.
Yeah, you're obviously flat out though, Patrick. I'd say this lunchtime you are.
Oh yeah, up the wall, thankfully, it's great at this time of the year because when it's consistent weather like this. The barbecues go on, whether it's gas or charcoal. When you have a sort of intermittent spells of weather, people really don't know what to do. But when it's consistent like this, people say, right, I'm going to make the most of the garden, get the grill cleaned, and on it goes.
We're asking listeners today for their best fish and chip shops in the country. Do you have a favourite?
Oh, I have it, and I can guarantee it's the best. It's Catch of the Day. They're on the Kinsale Bridge, going over, if you're going to a Ballinaspittal. And he also has a fish and chip shop in Carrigaline as well as on the Bandon Road. A super crispy light batter and the best chips you'll ever have. Catch of the Day.
Catch of the day.
Superb.
Love it. Dave O'Reilly is with us too, Patrick. Dave, I believe you're an avid sea swimmer. Have you been out for a dip in Greystones this lunchtime?
No, not today, Andrea. Good to talk to you.
You too.
And I'm sitting here listening. I'm getting hungry because of the fish and chips.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, it's just incredible, the weather. And the weather's not so hot here in Greystones. It's only the low 20s, but it's still lovely. I mean, it's just fabulous weather, you know. And everyone's, as one of your previous speakers said, you know, everyone's in such great form when you see the weather. Like, I was uptown the other day, and all the restaurants packed because sitting outside al fresco, very continental. And it's wonderful. There's nothing you can say except, I wish it would last a little longer.
I know.
Because we will revert back, Andrea, as you well know, and then we'll be saying, oh, we had our...
Do you remember that heat wave we had? The great spell.
If we got 2 months of this, we'd never go to Portugal or Spain or France.
You'd take a month of it. But I was listening.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Met Aaron were telling us earlier today that the high temperature warning is going to extend till Saturday. I know there's a break in the weather now in parts of the northwest and Connacht this afternoon with this thunderstorm.
Sure,
I know. Always the case, but at least the heat and the good sunshine is going to continue for most parts.
It is wonderful, and it brings out, there's no doubt about it, it brings out really the best in people. People are out and about, children. I mean, I was down the South Beach. I mean, I'm 3 minutes from the beach here, and I'm 7 minutes from another beach. And we have a blue flag here in Greystones, which is really great for visitors. They know the quality of the water is very high. So we've, worked hard to keep that blue flag on the South Beach. And it's a magnificent beach, and people come and have their picnics and, you know, go for a little dip. The water's a bit chilly, and for people are getting in, they're not used to swimming, and they expect the water to be warm. It doesn't work like that, unfortunately, in Ireland. The water's always cold. But, you know, it's fine. You just get in and get down and you're grand,
Hold your breath and off you go. Do you have a favourite? Where do you go for fish and chips and Greystones? We're trying to give listeners...
Now, it's interesting you say that, and here's the disgrace. We actually don't have a good fish and chip shop. We used to have Joe Sweeney's, which is brilliant. It was the best in the world. And Joe has passed by since he's closed the business down. And we actually don't have one, though. But I can recommend a fantastic pizza place in the Boatyard. It's a double-decker bus. And they do amazing pizzas.
For anybody...
Oh, and by the way, we have, if people are thinking to come down and to touch their toe in the water, we have a magnificent market on this Sunday. We do it every week during the summer, and it's for charity. So we raise lots of money for various charities that we collect for. So that's worth coming down. And across the road, you can get your 99s and all the rest of it. So you're right compact here. So jump on the train and come down to Greystones and visit the Plaza Market.
What more do listeners want, Dave? Listen, fair play to you. Thanks a million for getting in touch. touch and setting the scene for us there today in Greystones in County Wicklow. The best fish and chips, surely, Andrea, has to be Johnny's Ranch in Remelton in County Donegal. Another listener tells me Quinlan's in Cork is the best in the country. Myself and my boyfriend were there last week. We had dinner. We're already dying to go back. Great staff and even better food. And finally, for the moment, Mary Barry's Pub and Restaurant in Kilmore in Wexford. It is the best seafood. I had cod, plaice and sea bass last week. Hardly had them all in the one go. Sublime, says this listener. And Piper's in Port Rann in County Dublin. It is definitely the best spot for fish and chips in the country. 087 1400 106. Keep your seafood recommendations coming into us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.